Let's do it together. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden's appeal to Republicans in his State of the Union message last night.
From police reform to prescription drug prices to immigration and gun violence, President Biden says lawmakers must finish the job on progress made over the past 2 years.
My Republican friends, if we could work together the last Congress, there's no reason we can't work together and find consensus on important things in this Congress as well.
But the president was at times challenged by House Republicans over his assertion GOP lawmakers aim to slash Social Security and Medicare.
I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you.
Republican leaders have insisted cuts to the entitlement programs are not part of spending reforms sought as part of a debt limit agreement.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. The Republican response was offered by Arkansas's Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
From out-of-control inflation and violent crime to the dangerous border crisis and threat from China, Biden and the Democrats have failed you.
Governor Sanders also accused the Democrats of colluding with big tech to limit your freedom of speech. Not mentioned in the president's speech, the Chinese spy balloon. The Navy continues its underwater search off the coast of North Carolina, looking for parts of it. The FBI is poring over what has been found in a lab in Quantico, Virginia. Rescue workers are still desperately digging through the rubble of the earthquake in Turkey and Syria, finding a 10-year-old girl alive on Wednesday. But more than 9,500 people have been killed, making it the deadliest seismic event in more than a decade. Two earthquake rescue teams from the U.S. are due to arrive in southern Turkey today. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow gaining 265 points. NASDAQ up 226. The S&P 500 closing 53 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
An accused mass killer is expected in a Texas courtroom today.
The Dallas area man accused of killing 23 people inside an El Paso Walmart is due in a federal court today and is expected now to plead guilty to federal charges. 24-year-old Patrick Crucius is charged by U.S. prosecutors with gun and hate crimes and is facing a life sentence. Crucius is accused of targeting Mexicans to kill. He's also facing murder charges filed in a Texas state court, where a conviction could send him to death row. Eben Brown, Fox News.
New York City police officer Adid Fayez has died after being taken off life support. He was off duty when he was shot in the head over the weekend while trying to buy a used car. Missouri has put convicted killer Raheem Taylor to death for killing his girlfriend and her three children back in 2004. More tech layoffs being announced. Zoom's chairman telling employees about 15% of the company's workforce, or about 1,300 Zoomies, as they're called, are being laid off. He blamed the uncertainty of the global economy, but also said he's reduced his 2023 salary by 98% and is foregoing any bonuses this year. There's an update on the story of the Michigan woman who was found with a bag with a lot of money in it.
Diane Gordon's car broke down a year ago, so she's been walking to work. 5 miles round trip ever since. One day, she stumbled upon a bag that had $15,000 in it and called police to turn it over. They then started a GoFundMe drive for her.
Officer Connell came over to let me know what was going on, kind of break it to me, and then told me about the GoFundMe, and I'm like, I was in shock.
Which raised $67,000 and led to her being rewarded a new Chrysler Jeep. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The NBA has a new all-time leading scorer, LeBron James, with a third-quarter jump shot last night, pushing past Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.